Holes have been blown in my ship. Was that absolutely necessary? Let us talk as the desperate, needful, pitiful creatures we are. I've got something you want. You got something I want. What do you say we make a clean trade of it and go our separate ways? My expectations started off low and have been fulfilled. Didn't suit his complexion. Now we get the monkey. You're welcome. Gibbs, what's our bearing? I feel a bit of a chill. Ye gods, Glacier! Why do things creep up out of nowhere? Hello there, gents. Might you be amenable to pointing the way out of here? We seem to have drifted off course. Not things, men. Or once they were. I've heard tell of this place. A Viking ship on its way to the New World, lost at sea, swallowed by an Arctic glacier. Those on board became creatures of ice. The ice in this wall is set fast. Too thick here for my fires to melt. Terrible shame, that. Captain Jack Sparrow is friend to all the creatures of the sea, large and small. Even more interesting. Aye, and it might serve our finny friend as well. Back to the frozen lake. Take a mighty lungful, you bottled-up barnacle beast. A boon freely given begets a boon returned. You be now beholden, and we be needing your brawn.
That's oddly fascinating.
It's all right, Will. I know how much I did. Pequeño. Hola y que pasa. Not much lately, I'm afraid. And I was fool enough to try. Should have settled for half the gold. Quit while I was ahead. Amazing story, really. Better. And I feel obliged to tell you, in light of my solemn oath, to tell you the tale. Indeed. And my servant informs me you have an archer's shaft aimed square at my reddened beating. Trifles. Show her the goods and be quick about it. From the dragon's eye socket. Does it matter? Now that is simply bad form. I strongly suspect it is required. Now where did that pilfering strumpet get off to? I suspect one of these fine citizens has a key, after a fashion. We are notorious pirates, and regrettably, we must steal one of your fireworks. Or, we can pay. All the better, eh? What say I merely trail you at a discreet distance, then?
Living statues. That's a contradiction in terms.
That seems rather decisive, don't you think? We'll have to suss out another buyer. Help me pry this thing loose. No, I think we should get out of here.
It wasn't a dragon yet, I speculate. Our mischief interrupted Tang's spell. Magic is among the most finicky of sciences.
I'd sooner fall on me blade. I swore an oath to Pequeño, and my word is gold.
Yet you say it so well. Nix the commentary and let us proceed. I have it on excellent authority. A man who purchased the information from a man who won a bet with a man who swore on pain of death that it's likely not anywhere else. I stake my good name on it. My guess is, with darling Elizabeth to care for, you need the money.
Then how did I ever talk you into this?
Searching for a sense of the sublime among the mundane. And you?
Now we pause to appreciate the beginning of the raid proper. First, we will unlock the main gate, then lower the flag and replace it with the Jolly Roger. That's the signal to our ricket-ridden crew, and they'd best be watching for it.
Ready, lad? Yo-ho.
Ah, Stub. Your verbiage always conjures up such a lovely visage.
What's he got to smile about, I wonder?
You trusted me, that accounts for the lion's share of it. Once burned, twice shy, and you've been scorched on several occasions. And it'll be easy for her to find, on display, at the end of the parapet. Pillaging and pirating should only count as one. Though it would be difficult to pronounce and may sound a tad naughty. Total misunderstanding.
I had no idea she was a woman.
My good man, where did you dig up all that?
He was there.
You've got it wrong, sir. And I call on you to grant the minimal courtesy of letting a condemned man set the record straight for posterior. Posterity. Good man.
They've stashed treasure chests about. Take what you can. Give nothing back.